All right, welcome to another commute where we get our coffee and then talk about gaming on the way to work. So
we got our coffee.
So we got our coffee, so now we're going to talk about a little gaming.
On our way to work.
I think.
And we're going to listen to the worry, worry, worry sound of the car.
Oh, well, yeah, since we are in a vehicle, there will be a little background noise.
A little?
Well, but
I know, I gotta
we're
fix
not
that.
In a studio somewhere or
yeah.
a closed room pretending to be in a car. So occasionally you're going to hear Clint blurt about vehicles.
People's driving.
Yeah. Is that what you call it? Sometimes
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
So, both of us like X-Wing also, the miniature tabletop game. So, a lot of new things coming out for that here recently, I've been noticing. So, I'd like to get back into it and haven't played that for a little bit. Although, I do have the upgrade box, and I actually got to go through.
I haven't even opened the one. Opened the new starter box, but I haven't opened the upgrade box.
Oh, you got a new starter
box.
I've got
the new starter, so we had the new rules and the token, or the, you know, the templates, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
The sticks.
The turn sticks and everything.
Yeah, movement markers, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, see, I don't have one of the new starter kits. Unfortunately, I got into the game, or Clint got me into the game, about a year before they decided to revamp it.
Oh,
it had
yeah.
been out for years. And so it did need a revamp, that, and I'm not knocking that. It's just funny that I bought all this stuff, and then they came out with all the upgrades.
Yes, so did Clint.
Yeah. Oh, you did too, Clint?
Yeah, I got in, you into it at the same time I got into it, so...
But you have gold bars and stuff saved under your bed for
yeah,
emergencies.
But you can't,
I don't.
You know, those are hard to spend nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't just drop a bullion on the counter anymore.
Kind of miss those days, huh? Where you just walk in and throw some coins down and... Take what you want out of the
serving wrench, bring me some toys. Okay, that sounded bad.
Toys,
but
yeah, anyway. Well, we're not that far back. But,
no.
But I have noticed there's been a lot of a new pack the other day, and I apologize because I don't remember. I was reading the article, but I can't remember the name of the expansion pack. So I think we ought to do a game on that, too.
Yeah.
We've done a few of those, and but it's a fun game. I mean, X-Wing's a pretty fun game. I don't know. I like the Star Wars stuff. Not the newer Star Wars stuff so much as more of a throwback to the older Star Wars stuff.
Do you have the new starter box? Oh,
no.
What is going on up here?
I do not. I don't know what's going on.
There's a massive, slow-moving bunch of cars going through town.
Well, maybe they're just all people not in a hurry to go to work.
Yeah, shocker.
Not everybody has the enthusiasm you do, Clint, of getting up every day and, you know.
Just stop. The car can't hold that much BS.
Oh, okay.
It's not the Jeep. It's not as big.
Okay, gotcha. So don't want to hurt the suspension. You're right, though. It is backed up a bit.
It is backed up more than normal.
On the upside, it is a nice... sunny day for once the sun is actually out for a little bit.
Like almost 40 degrees.
Yep, and the snow's all melted, so that thing called spring is starting to come, I guess. So that should be a good thing, apparently. But as far as X-Wing goes, there's quite a bit out there. Now, I see where a lot of the older, not older, but the... not the upgraded packages, so some of the quote older ships are getting sold off fairly cheap, so you can stack up. But the one drawback I've seen is that conversion box is $50 that I bought for the Rebel fleet. The problem is you can't convert everything, so they kind of left it so that you can convert some of your ships, but to convert the rest, you're literally going to have to buy the same ship again at a higher price point. To get the cards and all that.
Or get lucky on eBay and find someone getting out of it and selling off at least the cards.
It's pretty hugely popular, though, so it's a pretty fun game. But that is what we're going to have to do, or I'm going to have to just go through it, so I'll probably put up a video there. I'll open the box so you guys can see it, what's in it if you don't know. I'll throw that up on the YouTube channel. I might do that tonight after work. Just to get another video up because we are getting more videos up there for you guys. Anything you want to say about the X-Wing or Sir Clint, or did you want to move on to something else?
No, I didn't say about X-Wing. I don't even know. I should have, for most of my ships, I either have the conversion or the ship came with the updated card.
Oh, okay.
That decimator that I wanted actually comes with the upgraded card. So I can still do the Rogue One era
configuration
I wanted.
All right, well.
Which would be kind of nice to try it, but you know, we've kind of had it on hold for a bit.
You're running a lot of Imperial stuff. Mm-hmm. So I run the Rebel.
Yeah.
And the Y runs the Scum and Villainy.
Yep, the Mercs.
So she's got her own set of ships there.
Yep.
Her brother plays. He bought one of the big destroyers, and I'll tell you what, you put that on the table, and I think the price point on that was $90.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds like a lot. However, all I can say is for the money he spent on it, it's literally unstoppable. I mean, it's like putting a plow on the board. You're just, even if you match it point-wise, it was worth his investment because it's almost unstoppable. It's pretty hard to deal with that thing being on the table. That he's got Boba Fett's character, and that ship is... The maneuvers it does, it makes it extremely hard to get at, and seems to be very lucky on the dice rolls with it. So all in all, those are what I call pains. You put them out there to play, and it's pretty hard to beat. So I don't know if anybody else has had that experience, but that destroyer he's got just runs right through everything. Like, his biggest problem is you move forward, you move, and eventually you're going to move it off the board. It moves slow, but it just... It's a plow. That's all I can say is it's a plow.
Makes sense.
Yeah, somewhat. So unfortunately, with what I've done is, I was like, oh, cool, look at this ship, look at that ship, and I bought a couple of each different kinds. I never got a squadron together, Clint. I never...
Yeah.
So, for me to expand it, I would need to get... I guess what I'm going to do is I've got to open my box... Look through it, see what cards go with some of the ships I have, and buy newer ships that I can add to that. That way I can save some of my older ones with the cards in there and then add to those and make squadrons of like Y-Wings or X-Wings or whatever. But I don't have really a quote squad of anything. It's just...
Really, if you had to, you could buy one of... The one you don't have card for, but models, and just copy the card. I mean, it's not going to work for official play, and you know, it's, but you at least have a card to represent that ship. I don't remember if you need the cards to play the ship or not. I know it has the stats, but I don't remember if it tracks anything.
Well, it has the stats and the hit points. You have your shields, pardon me, you have the shields, and then hull damage. Some ships have shields, some don't. But you kind of need to look at the card to know what your ship's capable of. I mean, you could copy them, like photocopy them.
Or, I mean, there's enough digital media for it now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You just have the cards right there on your tablet or your phone or whatever, and you just swipe the screen to the next card. And
well, they do. Yeah, they have X-Wing-like apps.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about for Apple, but I know on Google Play there's a couple of X-Wing apps, so... The one you found was actually pretty cool because it literally had all the stats, every card that you needed, so you could find it on your phone if you needed to, or a tablet if you're at the table there. So, yeah, that's kind of all you need to do. Is the newer ones, I guess they got abilities. The old ones, you didn't use any of the Force, the new ones. Some of your pilots can use what's called Force abilities, so they can do things. Not quite sure what, because, like I said, I haven't opened the box yet, but...
Yeah.
I got it, and I just haven't had the time with work to just open up and go through it, so... And did you ever go through yours, or not really?
I looked through the rule book, the new rule starter box, but I haven't even opened the expansion or the conversion box. Still sitting there. We got shoveled onto other stuff, and I just needed time to get to it. I've got two ships that I haven't even opened yet.
Well, that's what we should do. We should take a moment when we get a chance and do that. Just go to the conversion boxes and see what's in there, and then go from there and throw down a game with the new rules. But you know what? I don't have the new starter box. Ironically, I bought two of the other starter boxes literally about a year before they brought all this new stuff out. So I have plenty to play the old way. I have no idea how to play the new way. I'm just going to have to do it.
It doesn't look like it's much different.
Well, if anybody out there plays it, then maybe you could leave some comments and let us know. Because both of us enjoy the game. X-Wing is a pretty good game. So just got to get caught up, I guess, what we got to do. Right, Clint?
Yes.
This requires time.
Yes.
And
that is true.
Unfortunately, with the way this job is and everything else, there's just not much time anymore to do anything. Here we are already getting off the freeway.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to let you guys go.
Beep.
And please check out the Gamers with Coffee YouTube channel.
I got
D3s. Oh, that's right. He's got D3 dice.
So,
I wanted to see those because it's just, what is it, just labeled on there, one?
No. They're D6s with double sets of numbers.
Okay, so 2 1s, 2 2s.
Here's the funny thing. So look at the company sticks their little logo on the package. You know they didn't make it. They're Chessex dice, I'm sure. But this company.
Yeah.
So this, let me flip it back over, this Wonder Trail or whatever it is. So it's an online retailer.
Wonder Trail? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I find these on their website for $2 each for a pack of four D3s.
Okay.
So that's why I bought two, because I like the colors and they were cheap.
That's cheap, though.
Reasonable shipping prices. But then if I look at the exact same dice for the exact same store's person's Amazon account, these dice are $8 each.
So they're selling them for more on Amazon?
Yeah.
So you're not getting a better deal then?
Nope. I'm like,
that is interesting.
So I bought two, yeah. And now I've got plenty of D3. I only needed a D3, and that other D3 I had just didn't work. So now when I got off Etsy, I mean, it was a cool-looking die, but it just...
Well, you got several of them now, because you need it for...
I need for my kill team.
Yeah, for the kill team.
But you've there are other people. You even need one for kill team.
I do?
Yeah, depending on your weapon configuration. One of yours does a D3. I think it does D3 damage.
Oh, well, I'll have to pick one up then.
So, and then these Sisters of Battle, a couple of their weapons do D3 damage. And I don't know if one of her weapons does D3 hits. Can't remember.
Well, such is the story of dice. We talk about X-Wing, now we're on dice. But
well,
dice are important
gaming,
part.
Yeah.
You gotta have it. Even X-Wing has its own dice. Which, by the way, with the starter kit, all I can recommend to you is whichever one you have, or if you buy the new one, buy a separate bag of dice. You're going to need the extra dice.
It was worth having the extra dice.
It doesn't give you enough. I mean, you really need to end up with more, so. Oh, here we are. Well, you guys have fun, as I started to say. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to put more videos up, and just give us some ideas. What would you like us to do? We do have one idea, which we are kind of holding back to make fun. We've just got to figure out a time to do this. So
a few more elements need to be put together first.
Yeah, we'll let you know when that's ready to go. So, and we are on TuneIn with this podcast. Obviously here on Podbean and on Google Play in the music area. Under podcast, you can find us there too. So kind of however you want to listen, you could listen. Anything to say there, Clint, as we...
I'm sure I have a lot to say, but we don't have time, so.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll let you guys go for now. You guys have a good day and enjoy gaming.